NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
This week for Long Player, I spoke to Dunedin trio Negative Nancys, who recently released their debut EP, You Do You. The trio formed as a sort of live band and then have been plugging away at these songs for a while. It's released on Coco Muse, like local label, who have also put out releases from Francesca Griffin, LSD Fundraiser, Mutte and Of Pain, to name a few. So I gave them a little call on the Skype to have a chat. Apologies in advance for the sound quality. I think they were calling me from the biggest, concretiest, echoiest room they could. So it's a little tricky here and there, but I'm sure you'll work it all out. So yeah, here's Negative Nancys talking about their debut EP, You Do You.
Sorry, we're not really rehearsing the kind of thing. I'm Tess, and yeah, keyboards and singing.
I'm Mick, and I play guitar.
Emily, and I play the drums and do a little bit of singing.
So you guys recently released your debut EP, You Do You. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long has the EP been in the making?
In terms of the recording process, about a year. Tess and I were playing as a two-piece. We did one gig as a two-piece.
We did one or two, yeah, we're trying to figure that out today as well. One or two gigs, just like most of the songs on the EP, we sort of whipped together in a week for, in my memory, it was for the Coolies gig at the Crown, which was part of the no venues like week.
And then about, 6 months later?
No.
Or less than that. And then we.
Because you sent a text saying, do you want to play some bass and some guitar?
Yeah, we sort of felt like it needed another layer or...
Yeah,
just something else going on. Like, it was a bit of a... experiment, but me and Emily had been playing, keyboard drum machine sort of... What do you call it?
Electronic duo.
Yeah, then, we wanted... But I had a couple of... sort of this, I don't know, not really songs, but some ideas. And then, Emily wanted to start playing the drums, so
give it a go.
And I wanted to try singing. So it was just for fun, or it's still just for fun,
The EP opens with The Dogs, which sounds like you're saying The Dogs as much as you can in one breath.
Yeah, that's right.
It's an interesting start to open the EP.
Yeah. Well, it was the way that we started the set.
That's right.
So the EP is kind of, apart from the I Wish and Get Our Shit Together.
Yeah.
Was basically it's sort of considered set. I don't know, this is how the song goes.
Interfitting.
Yeah. I breathe during the song though.
You can't.
Regularly.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
The dogs, 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 the dogs. The dogs, 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 the dogs. The dogs, the dogs, the dogs, the dogs, the dogs.
It's a very slow building song.
Yeah, that tension's a part of it, isn't it?
Yeah. And drops, holding back, drops off, and then builds back up again. Quite like that.
Speeds up the last verse.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, but it's fun to play.
It's a factor.
Yeah.
I think the EP as a whole has a lot of experimentation with tempo and texture and layers.
Yes.
We tend to play around with songs a bit until we find something that we enjoy, so a lot of the experimentation is just in the finding the song.
And tempo as well, we always do it just what feels right, it's always not right. Like experimentation for the sake of experimentation, like there's always an idea to begin with, and then we build jam around that and build structure from that depending on how it seems to work, I guess.
Or we jam out on it, gradually finding out what the song is, kind of thing.
So the next song is GOST, Get Our Shit Together, which I really like because you've kind of subverted a really common phrase and made it like a really visual thing in a way of like actually piling your shit together Marie Kondo style.
Yeah, I remember when we had that riff and we were in the practice room and I was just playing around with it. Like, I work in a cafe and you just hear the same phrases, like, you do you comes from that.
Right.
Being told by a cafe owner when you need to know what you're going to do. What should I do here? Oh, you do you. What the hell does that mean? I have no idea. And when, you know, all these students coming in, I just overhear them saying, yada, 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 you know, when I get my shit together and then this week I'm going to get my shit together. Nah, I don't know.
So when you visualise these piles of shit all around town from these people getting their shit together, the song comes out of that.
We'll be right back.
So, but I mean, that I think that song was always meant to be like a bit of a comedy act, really. Like, especially when we played it, I don't think it comes through so much in the record. I don't know if we did it that way in the recording. We did it quite structured for the recording. But when we would play it live, it was, you know, the song itself fell apart on purpose.
And then we put it, and then you guys moved into that, and then that song was meant to go into kind of the other one
because there's that last line of get our shit together, what an interesting finger, let me suck it, it's not an interesting finger, take it away. That's from Ardie Lang's Knots book, which is also like I use that in the Jugendwahr as well. Sort of the muttering that you hear behind that is one of his poems, I guess. Yeah,
right. The next song, Candy Milk, what can you tell me about that track?
What, like, can I not tell you?
It's, you can make it up, but you can tell the truth.
It's fun to play.
It's so much fun to play.
Is that your like radio hit?
Oh, I don't know if we have a radio hit, man. Now, so there's a dairy in South Dunedin. It's actually shut down now. I keep trying to go there because they have good candy, but they just got this beautiful big sign up above the shop that says candy milk ice cream drink. Like, those are the things you can get from the dairy. And I guess at the time, I don't know, that was on my mind.
You taste like candy.
Pronunciation might be terrible. Jugendwahr. I did Google this and learnt that it's 1-2 in Polish.
Yeah, yeah. Jugendwahr.
Jugendwahr.
Jugendwahr, yeah.
What what sort of inspired that? Because the rest of it is counting as well, right? You count up to...
up to 10 and then go back to 1 again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was a little while ago trying to learn Polish from, you know, one of those apps that you get on your phone, which is quite tricky. Szkoja, I remember. But, and then, yeah, I was walking down the street and I was trying to remember it, and it's just easier to make up a, you know, like a melody to go with it, to remember it, and, yeah, it turns into some kind of weird national anthem. I just, so maybe I don't have that many ideas and we just use like all, I don't know, eight of them or six of them.
That's cool.
Make a set, I think.
Jeden, dva, tru, četeri, pjent, šeš, šedem, mošem, džavi, jenč, džaži, jenč. Jeden, dva, tru, četeri, pjent, šeš, šedem, mošem, džavi,
what would you say the like biggest takeaway from doing this EP would be in terms of a learning experience going into recording another album or EP?
Oh, for me, it's like the, you know, limitless potential of production after you've recorded like the structure of the songs or you know, the frame of the songs. Just realizing, like, because we record with Forbes Williams, his incredible studio, and
so generous of his time.
Yeah, and just completely open-minded and willing. Like, he worked with us. He had us there every time we, you know, watching him play with the mixer on his screen and all his software and that, and it was completely collaborative. So, yeah, just getting the sense of, for some songs, you can hear things that are impossible to do live as a three-piece. And yeah, being able to realise those, like for the EP, it's pretty true to what those songs sound like live, really.
Yeah,
like,
the energy of the,
totally.
The energy of the songs. Yeah.
Totally, and there's some beautiful things that he's done with Stereo, especially in I Wish.
I Wish.
And like sort of effects, like vocal effects, but I mean, Emily can achieve those live. But yeah, just with like instrumentation and stuff, that's really exciting with recording.
So what was it in I Wish, because that's the next song, what were the stereo effects that you were working with in the production?
Oh, we did a lot. And
there's that backward vocal.
There's a lot of
things.
Yeah.
It's like
the washing machine thing
that happens with the vocals, which Forbes does incredibly.
Where it turns on headphones from side to side, so it's like you're wandering around a room with the microphone.
Is that at the end bit, or...?
I wish I didn't hold my jaw so tight.
Yeah, I wish, I guess, it's just all the different parts. They're all so different, but they kind of, it's like a going on a journey or something.
Yeah, it's like a mini travel.
Yeah.
It really is. It sort of goes from being anthemic to sort of then daydreamy and ethereal and almost shoegazy.
Mm.
But then it's based around what, grinding your teeth at night?
Yeah.
literally grinding your teeth at night?
Yeah, literally grinding my teeth at night. I've got a mouth guard. Okay. But, God, I don't know what it...
Can you grind your teeth with a studio audience?
No, I actually can't do it. It's disgusting.
I've heard magnesium helps.
Yeah, my mum keeps suggesting that I try relaxing before I go to sleep. Taking a deep breath.
For someone to say.
With fun, fun, fun. I like that. It's sort of like a summer banger, but not.
Oh, yeah, the sun bit.
The sun, not sun.
I always remember Grace coming up to us after playing it one time, I think, at the Crown again. And she said, that is so Dunedin.
It is so Dunedin.
A lot of them are just like playing with words as well. You know, like. And the words sound good the way they are. They don't.
Mm.
And there's like, yeah, some kind of like ecstasy and it not making sense and.
The repetition.
Yeah, totally. And the ridiculousness of it. And it, you know, when you play something live, you're not really expecting people, well, I guess not with this project, to really listen and get like some kind of profound statement from it. It's just enjoy the way things come together and the way they don't. And
yeah,
and that's what I really like about the EP. It's a bit mad.
Was Negative Nancy's from Dunedin talking to me about their recently released EP, You Do You, their first EP, and it's out on Coco Muse. If you happen to be in Dunedin in late March, they've been added to the lineup for the Lines of Flight Festival, which also has Alphabet Head, Roy Montgomery, Katamoli Yeats, Mote Ai, a whole bunch of people from all over the country, experimental artists. Also, when I was talking to them, they said they have another release in the works. So listen out for more from them.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.